everything at once.
Who are you? What is the name of your husband? What is your name? What is the name of your parents and sasur and saas? Sasur and father-in-law, mother-in-law. Is there any brother of you? Where is your village? Where is your father-in-law's abode, place? No reply. Oh, you are newcomer. You have no qualification that a gopi should have to catch hold of their baby and begin to do like this. She began to weep at last. She remembered Purnima Devi. Purnima Devi at once came. She requested them not to beat her. She is my Kripa Patri. He is my object of mercy. So you should be merciful upon him. Please give him right to see your wrath. Then Krishna became very much pleased, and Radhika and Gopi, and told her that your name is Gopi, Gopiswar Maha, Gopiswar. And now you can see our wrath, and we are giving you power that if a newcomer, new sadhak comes in Vrindavan, and if he permits, then he can enter in Vrindavan. And his ambition is fulfilled. Without your mercy, he is not fulfilled. So this was done at through a symbol, murti of Gopiswar Mahadev is in Rasman. So it is our Aradya Dev like Krishna. Kiman Ras Rasarambhi Bansi Bhat Satashita Karsan Bhain Sunail Gopi Gopi. This is a Nitya place, Nitya Bansi Bhat. Always in the night, Krishna calls Gopi under this tree and does wrong. Whether there is initiation or not, for them, Diksha Purascharya not essential. Those who are coming now, beginning from that, for them it is essential. For Haridas Thakur, Raya Ramananda, Srivasa Acharya, or like any, they don't require all these things. We don't know who was the Diksha Guru of Haridas Thakur. Even we don't know who was the Guru of Sarup Damodar, because he went to Kashi after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his home. He went to Kashi, Varanasi, and he took Brahmacharya Ashram and something like Swarup, this Upadhi of Mayavadi. And when he heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has reached Puri, he left everything and came and went his movement ahead. He was the first bona fide association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So here we should not think that initiation is essential for them, nothing for them. But for us it is essential, we'll have to take. Someone are telling that we should think that Mahaprabhu is our Gurudev, Swamiji is our Gurudev, we don't want any Diksha Guru. Without it, it can not this planet. A living Guru should be bona fide Guru should be had. Otherwise we cannot have fun. Because we cannot follow the order of any man, and we will be the thus vagabond. Like hippies. This is not like that. So here is telling about Raghunuga. He has told about Archan and all these bhaktis who will lead us to Vaikuntha. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come for this. So bhakti rasa bhavita, I have explained yesterday. Mahaprabhu heard this and told that you are. This is also true. That is all right. Not all right, but right. But you should go advance. He told that Dasya Prem is sarva-sadhya-sad. Dasya Prem is sarva-sadhya-sad. This is our goal. This is sadhya. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, yes, it is all right, but here he has given a slope from Srimad Bhagavatam. Dasya Prem is bona fide. This is also some goal of some devotees. So he is telling here, Jannam Sukhi Matrena Kuman Bhavati Nirmala Tasya Tirtha Pada Kimba Dasanam Avashishyat. He is telling that Dasya Prem is has goal, Raravanam. Because those who have left karma, karma yoga, gyan yoga, tapasya, all kinds of these things, that are also left mukti, salvation, everything. And they have been mukti, liberated. Then they can have the servant, they can be the servant of Lakshmi Narayana. Other way they can. Annabhilashitasanya. There should be no worldly desire, sense gratification, nothing. Even for mukti, they have given up all these things. Like Ajamil, when he called his son Narayana, and he was dying at time, he called his boy, his son, but he was given grace. Oh, he has called me Narayana anyhow. This is Namabhar. He sent that one for Vishnu, those like Vishnu, four-handed, having chakra, gada, padma, sankha and all, and they came. And they saved him from dying. There were so many things there. After that, he wanted to touch the feet of this four Vaishnavas, but at once they vanished. And he was anyhow swept from this. He thought that I have not called Narayan, but yet they have come and swept me from this place. So I should now chant Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. Om Namo Narayan, Om Namo Narayan. So he left his home, everything, and went to Haridwar. And he was associated with Vaishnavas. He took bath in Ganges and sat down there, and very lovely and affectionately, as his Lord, he began to chant. He has some anarth there. He has some, you know, anarth, so many anarth. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has explained so well in his Madhurya Kadambini. He was only saved from this, but not verification of heart was done there. So he went to Ganges, Haridwar, and he took bath, used to take daily bath, and to sit and chant very lovely Narayana, Namo Narayana. After some days, everything went on. Sarup Brahm went on. Desiring anything, everything. And thus, he came in the stage of Bhavavastha. And then, death came, and he took his feet on the death, on the head of death, and he became 400, and the same four kings and death. So, agrahai mukti tabe sarvabandhana, tabe se haise pare Shri Krishna. We cannot go directly to Vaikuntha. First, salvation will come. But not that kind of salvation. Salvation from death and birth. From all senses, sense gratification and all other things. And our heart will be pure, and we have some bhav, mood, and then frame, then we can go there. So he is telling, Jannam Shuti Matrena Kuman Bhavati Nirmala Tasatit Padakimba Dasanam Avsishyati. Those who are impure, having so many things, but hearing the name of that person, like Sukadeva Goswami, they are Sarup Damodar, Rai Ramananda, and all the servants of Krishna or Ram or Narayana. A man can be purified, his heart should can be purified by only hearing the name of that person. Tathapada Kimba Dasanam. So the Das, the servants of Krishna, Ram or Narayana, are of so high level. So nothing remains if anyone becomes the Das of Prabhu. So it is a very high force. Bhavantam, in Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been told for that class of servants of Krishna, who are serving Krishna in Dasyaras. What is Dasyaras? He is Prabhu and myself, a very low, insignificant person, like this. So many services, like Hanuman. He can, what? Message the Lord of Sitapa. He can bring so many fruits for Ram. If needed, he can take Ram, Lakshman on his shoulders and fly away miles and miles, like miles he can flow. He can go to Lanka and he will burn Lanka into ashes. So many kinds of things. Like once, when Ramchandra returned to Ajodhya, he was serving Ram always, day and night. Sita Devi, Lakshman, Bharat and Shastra, they all became worried. That he is doing service all time and we have no time to serve Ram. So we should make a plan that we should divide all the services of Ram day and night in four, and we should try to take one and we should serve Ram whole day and night. So that took eight hours service, Srimati Sita Devi in night, in morning Lakhan, after that Bharat, after that Satrughna, likewise. So Hanuman now has no service to do. Willingly it was done. Hanuman went to the forest and took the dust of lotus feet of them and prayed that I cannot leave, I will die at once now this time if you will not give me any service of Rama. So let me give very little, but yes, service should be given to me because my life and soul and everything is my service up to Rama. They all consulted each other and then in final days gave one service. That when Ramchandra will take more
yoni,
like when a person is tired, then he does like this. So when Ramchandra will do like this, yoni, then he used to do like this. In Indian system, you know, this animal. Then he does. Why? This is ignorance. And also it is so because we don't like to hear. So if you have no test, then it will come. Surely it will come. And she will call her mother, please. So they get this service. Tell you that Ramchandra had never like this. He will not tired, he will not be lazy, and he will not do this. So this should be given to him. Hanuman became so happy that I have some service. He sat on the gate of Ram outside and they were servicing all. He began to do like this. And Ramchandra began to take yawn. Always day and night he was doing. And Ramchandra began to do like this. How? So they could not serve a single moment. They took this dish of Mahaprasadam. But he was doing like this. I am doing that like this. And Hanuman was doing. They used to give him a glass of water. But Ramchandra cannot. Because he was doing and he was yawning. So day and night he was doing. They became so worried. They went to Hanuman. Why you are doing so? He told that you have given me to serve Ram by this. I don't know when he will take yawn. So I am doing that. When he will do, I don't know. So I am doing so. They went to Ram. What to do? Then Ramchandra told that, do you want to kill me? He's doing always this thing. I cannot take rest anything, I cannot take water anything. So you should give him any service. Otherwise I will die and you will all die. Go to Hanuman. They went there and told that, oh Prabhu, you should be very kind to me and give him. Take this whole service and remaining. If he wants, then we will serve. Otherwise, you will have to serve. Because Ram is not so happy by our service. He is happy only to have your service. So Hanuman is like so. Always serving him. So Ram always is happy too. So we should be like this. Not like Sevak. Say buck means?
Crane.
Three letters in seva. Those who know the notes of Gurudev, Vaishnava, or Krishna, without ordering them, they make that service from before. Without ordering, without anything, they will see Gurudev is coming from outside. lips are some dry. He must want water. It will take water. According to season, hot or cold water. What he likes, water or any juice. He wants pain or he wants fasting. He is so hungry and he is so
thirsty
and he came. Oh, we arranged madhu parka, madhu, milk, ghee and sugar, honey and 1 kilo everything. Guru wanted to take some water and to have a fan, but they told that, oh, we will do first your archan. And they began to do archan for hours. I will die, you should give me water. I'll let me do all these things first. This is not sufficient. We should try to know what is mood, what he wants, without any order. Then he is really a saver. We should like. Let's saver like. And if he wants more awe, more than them, then go to Braja. They are not only Shuddha Seva, Shuddha means pure Seva. They are mixed with Sakbhav, Sakharas. They will see and know what service he needs. They will do at once more than superior than Hanuman. So these are Sevas. They are liberated. Whether they are in this world or that world, anywhere. Like Swamiji once knew that my Gurudev, my Holy Master wants that everywhere Krishna Nam should be preached in whole world. This is the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And everywhere this prem should be preached. So he knew that his Master, Holy Master wanted to, that everywhere this prem and this name, holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, should be preached all over the world. He did not try to message Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, oh, I will not go, I will. Last time more superior that. Oh, I will cook always you. Prepare him. I will not leave you. When you will go to work, he was telling. No, I will see. I am pushing all others. I will be. And take a photo and video for that. I am walking with Prabhupada with this. These are not. These are walk up without shop. Understand? Without shop. So this should be right. After that, if anyone knows the most of his Gurudev, Holy Master, Krishna and Vaishnava, they can have such more and more superiority. Not outwardly, these are outwardly those who are Bhaka. Also some kinds of sevak. He will order, oh, bring 1 glass of water. They will go running and they will come. They are second class. First, knowing, no ordering, nothing, they will do. First he wants. And by order they will carry the order. They are of second class. And third class, though they told that go to England and preach there. And he at once came direct to
New
Vrindavan. He told first and he told. Another thing, he will tell, I will go, but if I will not meet that person to whom I will have to tell this thing, Gurudev told that you should go to England. Gurudev, if it is not comfortable for me and helpful for me, then what should I do? first you should go and see there. Well, then if I will go and I will fall ill, then what will be done? What to do? While you are questioning, I am telling you to go. You are telling, I am knowing. And I am ready to carry your order. But I am only simply asking you that if I will go and I will be so much cold having and I will be ill, then what to do? These sevaks are like bokka, fools. They cannot carry. They know that this body is myself. And Prabhupada this. Prabhupada or any Vaishnava has no like bona fide, like Krishna, no difference in the possessive and possession. No. Krishna, everything is possessive and possession. But they cannot. So here is telling that bhavantam eva anusarantam nirantaram. I want to serve a devotee like that. Hanuman and more than that in Braja. Rakta, Sitra. They love Krishna, though they are the servant of Nanda Maharaj. But they know that Krishna is my son. And they take Krishna in their lap and they begin to kiss. They kiss Krishna. And they can give their hearts and heads for Krishna. Everything. They know all the notes when he takes food, when he takes milk, when he takes butter, when he takes what thing. And when he wants to go in Vrindavan here and there, they know everything. So prasantaman ases manorathantarah annyabhilashita sunyatayat. They don't want anything for themselves. You know Daruk? Who was Daruk? He was Das of Krishna. Not of Vrindavan, but he was of Dwarka. Not superior life. But here he was Das, bona fide Das. Once he was taking pen in hotel and he was finding Krishna. He saw Krishna so happy and so beautiful. He saw at once pen came out from his hand and dropped in earth. He at once began to shy him. Dhikmam, dhikmam. Five. I just want so much drink, thinking in Ananda Ras for me, and I lose the time for five. So five. Why I did so? For a moment, the pen was not in his hand and he couldn't. So it is for me, my fault. So any seva will not do anything for them. Gopis were dressing themselves in a very good way. Doing this, getting flowers here. Having garland, taking so many ornaments, very big kajal to this, big eyes, very crooked eyes, very lovely and charming eyes of Gopi. And upon this they were also doing very good kajal. Why they are doing? Not to decorate themselves, to make Krishna pleased. So a sadhak, a das should be like this. He is going to his tool, but for why? Not for themselves. His tool?
Bathroom.
Not for them. They sleep as we sleep, but they don't sleep like us. They sleep for Krishna. They are going to school, washing away all these things for Krishna. They are taking breath for Krishna. Everything, anywhere going for Krishna. How it is possible? It is possible for us. We should get up in the morning and do all our things. That, after that, we can chant more, chant, and remember Krishna more, very happily, without any disturbance. So I must do something, like gopis. If you are so happy, gopis are thinking, if you are so happy and very beautiful, then Krishna will be so happy. And if you are not happy, then Krishna will be unhappy. So we must be happy. And since this, Krishna says that, oh, if I am happy, gopis are happy. And if I am not happy, then gopis. So I must be happy. Contest. So this is the most of dasya bhava. Prabhu kahe iho har. Aage kaha. Oh, you are telling very bonafide things, both things. But even you will have to go some more.